This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. There's a lot to like about Houston's tunnel system, the series of underground corridors linking venues and major buildings in the downtown area. Within it are small shops, kiosks, food options. It's great for office workers who don't want to venture out into Houston's extreme summer heat. But is the tunnel system also holding back the downtown area? Let's discuss it now with Chris Larson, CEO of Central Houston, an organization founded by downtown business leaders to promote the health and growth of the downtown area. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Craig.
And we welcome any questions or comments you have. Are you more or less likely to spend time in downtown Houston when you look around and don't see anybody walking around outside? Let us know at 713-440-8870 or email talk@houstonmatters.org. And I should say, there are plenty of people that do walk around outside, but it's quite a bit less than you see in most cities. And the reason why is because we have this tunnel system, which I'm not sure everybody in and around Houston even knows about.
Well, that's right. I mean, the tunnel system has existed in downtown for decades. It really dates back to 1930. A gentleman named Ross Sterling, who connected two buildings. He later became governor of the state of Texas. And then in 1935, another property owner connected three of their movie theaters in and around the J.P. Morgan Chase building. And that was really to be able to share air conditioning between the three theaters. And from then, it's really just been this Wild West expansion of individual property owners who are tying into the existing lines. So you have this really this patchwork that is 20 feet below the surface in downtown that is primarily intended to serve as an amenity for the office space in downtown. And that's, you know, downtown has a long legacy of being a central business district, but that has changed over the years. And so this is now just a reality that we're working to reconcile.
And this is now what, a stretch of some 6 miles of tunnels?
Yeah, 6.5 miles of tunnels. And this is not public right of way. So this is a interconnected series of different amenity levels for buildings in downtown. They are really meant to serve as a circulation point, but also to provide, you know, a place for a quick lunch for employees. But it's just expanded over town. It doesn't connect all of downtown, particularly on the east side of downtown. It does not stretch that far. And so there are certain nodal areas where we have a higher emphasis of tunnels where you're going to see less on-street pedestrian vibrancy.
And which buildings are we talking about that are connected? I mean, it's a lot of them.
It's measured in the dozens. So it is quite a few buildings. Reaches all the way up on the north side of downtown to the bayou, and then as far south as about Lamar. And so it doesn't really stretch all across downtown. It doesn't connect to a lot of the new residential buildings. Doesn't connect to a lot of the major drivers for visitation in downtown. It's truly designed to be an amenity for the workforce.
Is it, though, just office buildings, or is it also performance venues, court buildings, so forth?
Yeah, there's a couple of exceptions. So the theaters in downtown are pretty well connected to underground parking facilities. City Hall has an access off of the tunnel network. But then there's other major buildings like the George R. Brown, a lot of the major hotels that are disconnected from the system.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you do have one hotel that has an above ground, not tunnel, but bridge across to the GRB, but that's about it.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we would call that a skywalk.
Right. The word was escaping me. What's your impression of the design of this system? Is it easy to navigate once you're within it?
Well, the wayfinding in the tunnel is somewhat complicated because it wasn't designed as a system. It was piecemeal, one piece at a time. And so we have worked to try to create some color coding for certain areas within the tunnels so that at least there is some cue about where to follow. But you lack the visual cues that you would normally have when you're navigating a city. You can't see the sky or the sun or any landmarks.
Just a lot of hallways, and they all look the same one after another.
Yeah. That's right. There's no street signs or anything like that. So folks that use the tunnels on a regular basis, they have routines. They have certain paths that they travel that they can remember, certain sites to tell them when to go left or right. But it's quite a bear to find your way.
How much of that is because of the way it's managed, that this comes down to the folks who own the tunnel are the folks who own the building?
Well, that's right. And there's not necessarily a consortium of said, you know, building owners that get together and make decisions together about how to manage the system. And so You know, in some ways, it is a disorganized system where you have all of these individual actors that are making decisions according to their building and the way that their building really, you know, receives workforce throughout the day or when folks are leaving. And so there's no uniform time for things opening or closing. We see a lot of the businesses in the tunnels will close in the middle of the afternoon. And then sections of the tunnel will begin locking as early as 4 o'clock and then usually around 6 o'clock on average. And so you even have situations where people can get locked in the tunnels if they don't know to get out.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
It's a little bit of a challenge.
And again, if there is a desire to expand it between two buildings that have not previously been connected, it's up to the ownership of those two buildings to work out how to design that, right?
That's right. It's just like two neighbors who decide they want to put up a fence or take down a fence. Ultimately, it involves some type of cooperative relationship between those property owners to agree to tie in with one another.
All right. So let's get to the big question here. Do you think, for the obvious benefits that these tunnels provide to office workers who don't want to deal with the elements while they're working during the day, they want to take a break, they want to go get some food somewhere, they can just walk from one, you know, through one tunnel to another location, there's a kiosk, they can get some food, it's that sort of thing. Clear benefits there. Do you think that these tunnels do more harm than good for downtown?
I would say at the highest level, where they affect us the most is for individuals who are unaware of the tunnel network and they are experiencing the downtown, particularly in the daytime hours and during the week, they have a very different view and experience of what downtown is because we have hidden all of the vibrancy below ground. And so normally, you know, people are coming to large American cities. They're expecting to see the hustle and bustle. They see all our skyscrapers. They know that we have 10 Fortune 500 companies in downtown. There's an anticipation of that level of a bustling city, and you just don't feel that. And I think in some ways it disguises who Houston really is by really hiding all of that vibrancy, you know, from the casual observer's eye. You know, whether they are in town to make a decision about where to locate their business or they're just in town to figure out maybe they want to move to Texas and they're trying to get a sense of the place. In some ways we're hiding that the truth from them, and I think that's a challenge for us.
Well, I also think about folks who might go to, you know, the theater for the night. There's a real tendency, I'm sure, among some they park in the garage, they hop into a tunnel that takes them to the theater, they see their show, they turn around, they go back to the parking lot, and they leave. And I'm wondering about restaurants and nightclubs and other things that are traditional trappings in other downtown areas that don't thrive quite as much because you're relying on people to walk, to make an effort to walk outside.
Well, that's right. And that's what we've designed for in some ways, right? And so when we think about the evolution of the downtown community, some of these decisions, in particular the connections to the theater district and some of those other venues, I mean, these are a remnant of the 60s and 70s when our downtown was a single-use central business district. It existed to do one thing, and that was a place where people came to work. They wanted to get into and out of as quickly as possible. And a number of design decisions were made to reinforce that type of behavior. And so it almost enables it. And people are creatures of habit, and so those are the routines that they follow now. That doesn't mean that there is an opportunity, however, to reintroduce the public realm to people, particularly theatergoers and others who might be looking to lengthen their stay in downtown. And that's really one of our strategic objectives.
So how do you do that?
Number of different ways. And I think the reality is that we have to make the on-street experience better. It's got to recognize that we are competing with a climate-controlled environment that is below grade. But we have to create more reasons, you know, for people to want to be outside. And I like to remind people that, you know, we're not the only southern city. We're not the only major Gulf city. New Orleans and cities in Florida, you know, have very comparable weather that we have. And you know, they'll have to make excuses for why we need to be in these types of hermetically sealed below grade environments. And so I think in some ways it's reintroducing a lot of Houstonians to what great urbanism can be. And then when we just look around Houston, you can see plenty of places that are thriving, you know, whether it is in Montrose or the Heights or Edo, you can see that people want to be outdoors. I mean, try to go to Herman Park on the weekend, right? And it's just absolutely bustling and filled with people. And that's the exact same weather that we have in downtown. And so in some ways, that's what our team is focused on. It's really what can we do to enliven the public realm, to create points of interest, things we need to introduce more shade, more tree canopy, create placemaking experiences. We've recently finished a major mural initiative throughout downtown to create more visual interest as you're walking and experiencing downtown as a pedestrian, because that's what the downtowns are designed to be experienced as, is as a pedestrian, as a human scale.
Chris Larson is the CEO of Central Houston. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Greg.